from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
The Texans Redemption Tour, man.
Yeah.
We got a few candidates. We talked about Kenyon Green in the last segment. Brandon Scott, John Lopez, Figgy Fig here on In the Loop. What about Damian Pierce?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that is one, and we were hitting on this earlier. We were talking about the running back group. And I think it was Figgy talking about, hey, man, I don't know, this running back room, kind of iffy, especially if Joe Mixon is going to be banged up or if you're going to have questions about him. Damian Pierce, I feel like, is somebody that the Texans are going to have to rely on one way or another.
Yeah.
And we're hoping it's not in the way that they had to rely on him previously. Or, like, God forbid, something's wrong with Joe Mixon, or you can't stay healthy. Just to say it's like a Jimmy Ward type of situation from last year where you bring in this veteran that you're really excited about.
Yeah.
But, hey, you just, for whatever reason, he's just nicked up the whole year and he's not able to play to his full potential. Then you're looking at Damian Pierce, and it can't look like the way it looked last year. It's got to look a lot closer to the way it looked like when he was a rookie. And, honestly, the way it's looked so far – at training camp, how do y'all feel about what you've seen from Damian Pierce through six practices at Texans training camp?
All right, so it's hard not to like what he's been doing. I mean, we haven't seen any, you know, big bold runs or anything like that. But what I do like about Damian Pierce is we've seen it before. We know it's in there somewhere. We know that he can be a good running back in the NFL and make important plays. It's just a matter of, you know, the 5 or 6 inches between your ears. Is he going to grasp this offense? And then the second thing is he, I'll put it this way. I kind of feel about the running back position the way I do about the quarterback position in this sense. Like if Joe Mixon is healthy, 14, 15 games, whatever it is, I think you're good. I think he's going to have a big workload. I think he's going to be the clear number one, etc. But if he goes down for 2 or 3 games, kind of like if CJ, so you need a guy that can carry you for 2 or 3 games with a big workload. Is Damian Pierce that guy yet? I mean, let's just be honest. We don't know. You can't know right now.
Yeah, there's no way to know right now. Yeah. And also, if he's not, does that handicap you in the sense of, mm-hmm. Now you're not nearly the balanced type of team that you were striving to be. Yeah. And I know a lot of people are going to roll their eyes at that because they're going to say, look, you got C.J. Stroud. You added Stephon Diggs. We learned that Nico Collins is a number one type of receiver. Mm-hmm. We think Tank Dell has that kind of potential in him too. Like, to hell with this running the ball thing. Forget being a balanced offense.
You're looking at one.
Go ahead and go out there and just do your thing. I get it. But to me, it helps to at least have that threat. And if you don't have it at all, mm-hmm. there's only but so much that you're going to be able to do as a prolific passing team without even having the threat of running the ball. What about you, Figgy? How are you feeling about Damian Pierce so far? Are you feeling at least better about – I know you're not feeling as good about the running back position as a whole, especially with the situation with Mixon. But what about, like, Pierce specifically? Have you felt better just from watching him so far?
Yeah, I feel better. And – honestly, I'm kind of trusting him a little more. I'm like, man, he know he had a rough year last year, And I felt like he came into camp looking better. So I'm not sure if that's going to translate to the field and actual games, but I do feel better about him being the second guy. But I'm just nervous about these running backs getting dinged up and relying on one running back, man. I'm a big fan of the running back committee. I feel like we need a couple more guys that are actually good.
Why those rookies are going to be important.
Yeah, exactly. So I think I'm just a little nervous about that because I don't want to get to a game to week three, week four, and Damian Pierce is the workhorse. I think that's a bad sign.
And I'm not there yet. Like Figgy said, I feel better. I can't say that I feel better about the running back position yet. I just can't say that. I'm not there yet. And part of it is what they're showing us. Like, you know, Joe Mixon has missed some practices, but he's their guy. It's not going to be a big deal, according to D'Amico Ryans. And it means something that Ogunbowale is getting some first-team reps. I don't know what it means, but it means something. Maybe they're just putting pressure on Damian Pierce. Maybe they want to make him, you know, realize this is a competition or whatever. But it means something.
It seemed like they trust him a lot more. Yeah. Even last season, man, because I think it was always a thing about the pass blocking. Remember, that was a thing. They obviously trust him more pass blocking and running the ball than they did Damian Pierce at one point.
Yeah, so I'm going to say this. I'm not going to say it doesn't mean anything, but if it does, I am very concerned.
That's why I said I'm not there yet. With Damian. I'm pulling for him.
Not just not there yet, but I am in another direction. I am on the opposite side of the ledger here. If there is more to that, you know, the Dari more reps or first team reps, like, and it's no disrespect. I think Dari has a tremendous value to this team. To me, it's just not as the second back. Okay, maybe the third or maybe some change of pace, give a guy a breather here or there. And again, he's a reliable dude, like in terms of pass coverage and just knowing what to do out there, a veteran now. But if he's going to have a prominent role of any kind in the run game, I don't know how good I feel about it. I do know.
Yeah.
I do not feel good about that. Just let me just say that definitively. But Nick Caserio, Payne and Pendergast, they asked him about Damian Pierce. What was the adjustment that he needed to make? What kind of offseason did he need to have in order to make good on the things that he talked about last year at the Texans postgame show? Y'all remember when he had that kickoff return for a touchdown and he was very candid in the postgame show about there needing to be an offseason for him to make the adjustments that he needed to make. That was what was required for him to take that step. This was Nick Caserio on Damian Pierce taking that next step.
Just having a clear headspace and kind of clearing your mind and kind of starting from scratch and refreshing. He trained very hard. He had a good attitude. He got himself in good condition. I really don't want to get into the depths and the detail, but I would say he was dealing with more than maybe people realize. And sometimes that affects maybe how you perform and play because you've had a lot of things going on. And there were times where he probably pressed and put maybe some undue pressure on himself. So when you take it holistically, everything into consideration, there were some ups and downs. And the way he handled it, honestly, was very mature. So he's in a lot better space. He's had a really good spring. He's popped some runs here in practice. And you're starting to see some of the things that you saw, you know, that we saw at Florida, that you saw as a rookie. And he had some good plays last year. I think the good plays sometimes get drowned out by some of the negative plays. And then everybody kind of, those get sort of accentuated a little bit, more than they should. So, again, like, great kid, great attitude. He's going to help our football team, you know, and we're glad he's here.
Yeah, so that was revealing because, you know, we're not in their personal lives and we don't know everything. And everybody's got a story. Everybody's got something going on behind the scenes that we don't necessarily talk about. So, I mean, you hear Nick Caserio say that now he's in a better headspace. So whatever that was, perhaps that season is over with. That, you know, when you had your peaks and valleys, maybe that valley is over with. And you like to think that if he's in a better headspace, he's got more experience in the system, that would result in him being.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But they're a more productive player.
They're not taking any pressure off of him. You know, you could hear it there from what Nick Caserio was saying.
With
you
Lopez.
Can see it on the field.
They need him.
They need him.
I mean, yeah. How can they?
Yeah.
Like, they went out and got – I thought the way that they took – the best way that they could take pressure off of him mm-hmm. was going out to get Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
You know, like, that was the best that they could do because otherwise they need him.
But okay, couple that, how they approach Dameon Pierce and what they're saying about Dameon Pierce and how they're using Dameon Pierce and Agumba Wale with how they're treating Jalen Petrie.
So that's the next one.
Because I've got something that I think you can bounce – you can compare and contrast – what's going on with Jalen Petrie versus Dameon Pierce?
Because
the question here is players with the most to prove. Jalen Petrie has just as much, if not more, to prove than Dameon Pierce. Like, flat out.
I would agree with that.
Right?
I would agree with that.
Okay. But they are, like, he's our guy. Like they it didn't work at safety. So he's not even playing safety anymore. He's like, he's our nickel. He's our up next to the line. Close to the line guy. So, like, it's almost like they're force feeding us, and maybe he's proving it, you know, in the offseason program and all that, but they clearly love Jalen Petrie. They love him. I don't know if he's a teacher's pet, you know, call it what you want, but, like, they're treating Jalen Petrie publicly and from what we've seen differently than Dameon Pierce.
Yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting way to look at it. Yeah. I think that I disagree that he's just straight up their nickel. Obviously, we've watched him play nickel.
He's with the first team.
And he's with the first team. I understand that, which is that might be its own thing to look at, because it's like, okay, Jalen Petrie had his struggles at safety to the point where they've decided it's better to move him.
He was unplayable.
Well, and now they've moved him to nickel.
Yeah.
But they also still have Dez King on the roster, who really, by all accounts, is a pretty damn good nickel and just a good football player overall. So, like, I've got a hard time. I like the idea of Jalen Petrie at nickel.
Oh, I'm interested.
And I'm very interested.
Yeah.
But honestly, Lopez, I've got a tough time believing that he is a better option there.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
Than Desmond King
is. They're like, oh, no, he's our guy.
Or better option there than, like I said, that's, again, I don't know. What we've seen at training camp, I understand why you're saying that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm going to completely buy into that until I actually see it play out in games, because I've seen better options there. Like, I would think their crew of actual cornerbacks plus the nickel cornerback returning in Desmond King would all be better options or possible better options than Jalen Petrie. I don't know what you think, Figgy, when you see Jalen Petrie out there in the nickel. How do you feel about him six practices in?
I feel like they trying to find a role for him. It kind of remind me of somebody that's back on the team now, Lonnie Johnson. It kind of remind me of Lonnie Johnson a little bit. How, remember, he started off as a corner and then the next year, Love, you said he was a safety he was just all over the place, man. Yeah. I feel like I don't think it's that bad, but because I still think Petrie could play. But I feel like they trying to move him around, and to me, that's not a good sign.
Yeah.
Hey, so I'm glad that Figgy mentioned Lonnie Johnson. Go back and look at those videos from the fight yesterday and see if you recognize who number 32 is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't at the time, in the moment, and in my reviewing of the video, checking the film.
Oh, I watched it a lot.
And checking the film, I was like, man, 32 is rowdy. He looks like he's ready to fight. Who is that?
Yeah.
I checked the roster, and it's one, Gary, Indiana's own, Lonnie Johnson Jr., who, if you know anything about Gary, Indiana.
Don't sleep on Gary.
Oh, no, I was going to say
don't sleep on
thing.
Gary,
they have
man.
Not met a fight that they weren't willing to have.
It's a reason why Michael Jackson is a G.
Yeah.
Hey,
I was going to say the same
thing. He's a gang member.
There is a reason why my father fled there and came here to build a life for himself. So my dad is from Gary, Indiana.
Yeah.
And, the best thing he could do
was find another place to live. He's John Lopez. I'm Brandon Scott. Figgy Fig holding it down. Coming up next, the Astros won yesterday. We played a hits on In the Loop.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.